Employees' priorities are constantly evolving, reflecting the new realities of the world of work and their aspirations to constantly develop as individuals, writes Bogdan Apostol, co-founder and CEO at Nestor. With tight labor markets and fewer geographic barriers compared to the pre-pandemic world, employees' options remain wide. Their expectations are being driven by a mix of flexibility and ownership of their work, overall well-being, and development opportunities that match their needs and objectives of growth. As hybrid work has become the new norm, employees want flexible work arrangements that allow them to perform work on their own terms. Employees expect flexible work hours and better control over how and where they work. Moreover, workplace flexibility is a top reason why employees are accepting new jobs. Expectations around evolving as individuals have also amplified in the past year, and employees look for organizations that are willing to take an active role in supporting their needs. Especially with the rise of new technologies, ChatGPT is just an example. Employees need more skills development opportunities, like upskilling or learning new skills, so they could take on new job opportunities. They don't necessarily see a promotion as their only career goal. They look instead for mobility options inside their organization as a way to switch roles and experience new things that could fulfill them as individuals. While these are all priorities of the workforce today, a potential recession may influence some of these expectations, and the need for stability and job security might prevail in the coming months. Development opportunities key for employees. As shown by various research studies during the past year, the lack of development opportunities is one of the top reasons why employees decide to leave an organization. In the aftermath of the pandemic, new flexible work models have taken the ground together with new employees' expectations. Most employees want to have a say in their work and development and want to be part of companies where their careers have clear paths forward. As a result, organizations are forced to rethink their workforce development strategies and craft meaningful growth opportunities for each employee based on both their unique talent and organizational needs. In their efforts to unveil flexible and personalized career paths to retain talent, more and more companies are leveraging a skills-based approach to their talent operations. The skills-based approach places skills and human capabilities at the front of talent strategies beyond the traditional job description, past experience, and education. Through a skills-based approach, companies can better support their employees to find the best fit opportunities to advance internally or to learn new skills, which in the end helps retain them longer in the company. Also, skills-based practices that enable talent mobility prove to be a key method for better employee engagement and overall satisfaction in the workplace. Organizations can proactively craft career pathways based on the skills an employee already has and bridge the skills gap to the next role with the help of L&D programs. Put people first. A positive employee experience starts with putting people first. Every step of your employee's journey, from their first interaction with your organization through onboarding, career path and development, manager and team interaction to their decision to leave the company, are all critical experiences. With a people-first approach in mind, organizations should give people the flexibility they need, reveal the higher purpose behind their work, and genuinely care and take action to help them succeed. Trust, belonging, and purpose are very important for a positive employee experience. All employees want to feel that they belong in the workplace and that the organization cares about them and their individual needs. This translates into a company culture where each employee is empowered to achieve their goals, gives and receives feedback, and gets the opportunity to constantly develop their careers and knowledge. But most of all, a people-first approach starts with understanding each employee's unique potential, needs, and aspirations in the workplace. In the last few years, people's expectations have changed significantly, and organizations need to keep pace with the new dynamic needs of a multi-generational workforce. For most employees, evolving with the role has become a must. They are looking to make changes in their careers according to their goals and desire for growth and meaningful work. Therefore, enabling development opportunities inside the organization, whether it's a learning opportunity to develop new skills, taking on more responsibilities, or making lateral moves, has become the core of a positive employee experience. Leadership empathy, flexibility, and communication. In times of change and uncertainty, people turn to their senior leaders to seek support, information, and clarity about what's next for the company and what's expected from them. This period of ongoing transformations has left people vulnerable and stressed, impacting their capacity to absorb change, exactly when organizations need it the most. The present economic downturn and the increasing number of layoffs are adding an extra layer of pressure, raising concerns about job security. This means now more than ever people need support from their leaders to keep their morale high and diminish their anxieties that could translate into lower productivity. They need leaders who are empathic and flexible, and who can communicate in a straightforward and transparent manner about the changes that might be coming down the line. Also, in times of high uncertainty, leaders need to give people visibility about any shift in the business direction or short-term plans and ensure clear goals and expectations in terms of their performance and career development. Transparency, a clear direction, and ongoing support will shape a climate of trust and belonging that people need in order to feel safe during difficult periods. But while this climate certainly helps, it is equally important to support your employees in cultivating critical soft skills like adaptability, collaboration, or positivity. These skills are vital in the modern workplace to help them manage any kind of situation, regardless of the external environment. The human-to-human connection. In the first place, CEOs should be fully aware of their catalyst role inside the organization. Besides achieving business goals, they are also responsible for being effective people managers and thus inspiring and guiding their teams toward success. To better relate to their team members, CEOs should foster a human-to-human connection with their teams through transparency, clear and frequent communication, active listening, and meaningful interactions. The first thing would be to communicate constantly and transparently about any changes taking place in the organization by using messages that are clear and easily understandable by everyone. This is particularly important in this period of ongoing transformations when business priorities might change overnight. So keep all your communication channels open and make a top priority out of keeping your employees informed. Secondly, go one step forward and try to understand people's different perspectives by collecting feedback regularly. Great leaders never miss an opportunity to collect and provide constructive feedback and are always ready to mentor and teach to bring out the best in their employees. One-to-one meetings are a great way for the manager-employee interaction and a chance to establish trust and positive relationships. However, effective leadership is a learned behavior that comes with many attributes and responsibilities. It sometimes requires a long journey and the development of some critical soft skills like active listening, compassion, creativity, and confidence, which are imperative for creating lasting bonds and trust within an organization. Strong leadership, clarity, and vision. The gloomy economic predictions about a potential recession might force us all to redesign our people strategies to match the new business realities. Still, regardless of the context, every organization that wants to hold a competitive advantage in the long run should place a focus on employee experience and retention methods by unveiling career mobility and development growth opportunities for each employee. Also, strong leadership with the necessary capabilities and skills to provide clarity and vision is critical to support people and ensure success during times of uncertainty. Bogdan Apostol is co-founder and CEO at Nestor, the people intelligence platform that helps organizations engage, develop, and retain talent.